KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear and 19 degrees in Atlantic at 8:02. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 35. In area news, the family of Kerry Orozco, a native of Walnut who served as Omaha police officer and who died in the line of duty last year, is scheduled to meet with President Barack Obama during the president's visit to Omaha today. The Omaha World Herald reports Omaha Police Chief Todd Schmiderer contacted Nebraska Democrat Representative Brad Ashford last week to see if he could arrange the meeting. Ashford's office then contacted the White House, which set up the meeting between Obama and Hector Orozco and his children, Natalia Santiago and Olivia Ruth. An attorney for Hector Orozco says Orozco hasn't been told many details, but was looking forward to talking with the president. Orozco plans to hand the president a letter asking him to support the Kerry Orozco Act. The bill, sponsored by Ashford, would speed the naturalization process for spouses, children, and parents of first responders killed in the line of duty. Current law allows an individual with a green card to immediately apply for citizenship if a spouse was a member of the military who died while in service. Ashford's bill basically would offer first responders the same benefit. Ashford said Tuesday the bill already has co-sponsors, including Representative Jeff Fortenberry, a Republican from Nebraska, and Representative David Young, a Republican who represents Southwest and Central Iowa, along with a Utah Republican. Ashford's staff was helping Hector Orozco craft the letter. Orozco came to the U.S. illegally in 1999, but has legal work status today because of a visa issued in 2012. He was named a legal permanent U.S. resident late last year, and absent a change in U.S. law, he must now wait 5 years to apply for citizenship. Ashford said that Hector would have become a citizen quicker had his wife lived. Kerry Orozco was 29 when she was shot and killed May the 20th by a felon whom she and fellow fugitive task force officers were trying to arrest. She was killed on her last day of work before taking the remainder of her maternity leave to spend with Olivia Ruth. Her daughter had been born prematurely and was ready to be released from the hospital. A letter to the president will also express Hector Orozco's disappointment that the woman convicted of buying the gun that killed his wife was sentenced to 1 year probation instead of prison. In November, a federal judge in Atlanta sentenced 26-year-old Jaleta Johnson to 1 year of probation for lying when she bought the gun in April. Prosecutors said Johnson's boyfriend, 26-year-old Marcus Wheeler, a felon, gave her money and told her what to buy. Wheeler fired 9 rounds from the handgun, one shot and struck Kerry Orozco. Wheeler was killed when a Omaha police officer returned fire. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Marty first responders were called to the scene of a collision Tuesday morning northwest of Atlantic. The crash, which happened on the Marty Road or Highway 83 near the intersection with Glacier Road, occurred just before 9 a.m. The sheriff's office said a 1970 pickup driven by 64-year-old Leroy Osbar of Avoca was traveling northbound on Highway 83 when the brakes locked up on the vehicle. That caused the pickup to enter the southbound lane where it collided with a 2016 Chevy Equinox. That crossover SUV was then pushed into the ditch during the collision. The driver of the SUV, 35-year-old Stacy Ray Hansen of Atlantic, suffered minor injuries and was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. Osbar was not injured. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,000. On a side note, the Osbars report a dog traveling with them at the time of the accident is missing. The 50-pound female boxer, light brown in color, jumped out of the pickup after the crash. She has a blue leather collar with Avoca and Shelby veterinary tags. If you see that dog, call 402-680-1949. Two teenagers from Creston face burglary charges. Creston police say 14-year-old Jeremiah Whitney and 13-year-old Michael Morgan were referred Tuesday to juvenile authorities. The teens face charges of third-degree burglary. They were subsequently released to the custody of their mothers. And Creston police report a resident of an apartment in the 600 block of North Maple Street told authorities Tuesday someone broke into his apartment sometime Sunday night or early Monday morning. An 8-inch tablet and sword in a leather case were reported missing but later recovered by police. The initial loss was estimated at $135. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County are investigating a break-in that occurred late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Authorities received a report around 12:15 a.m. Sunday that glass had been broken on the east door of Sparky's One Stop in Bayard. An investigation determined a burglary had occurred. The safe inside the business had been accessed and money was missing. Also missing was several cartons of cigarettes. The loss was estimated at $4,000. The incident happened sometime between 10:15 p.m. Saturday and 12:10 a.m. Sunday. If you have any information about the crime, contact the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. Police in Harlan issued a report Tuesday on recent arrests and incidents. Officials say on Monday, 77-year-old Vincent Costano of Harlan was taken into custody following a traffic stop. Costanzo was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated and violation of a one-way street designation. On January 2nd, several young people were arrested in Harlan when officers were alerted to a party in the 1300 block of Durant Street, where persons under legal age were allegedly drinking. Referred to juvenile court was 17-year-old Matthew Anderson, 16-year-old Michael Monson, 17-year-old Ross Peterson, and 16-year-old Devin Kramer, all of Harlan, along with 17-year-old Robert Wagner of Panama and 17-year-old Broderick Greer of Westphalia. All those teens were referred to juvenile court for minors in possession of alcohol. On December 31st, 34-year-old David Stevens of Harlan was taken into custody when officers with the HPD were called to a domestic disturbance. Stevens was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with assault and disorderly conduct. And back on December 29th, Harlan police were called to the 2000 block of 8th Street with regards to a black backpack and wallet that were taken from a vehicle. The backpack and wallet were later recovered, but about $300 was missing from the walnut, or the wallet, that is. That case remains under investigation. And authorities have identified a man whose remains were found last week in a burned house in Sac County, north of Breda. The Sac County Sheriff's Office said the man was identified as 48-year-old Daniel Robert Milk, who lived in the home alone. The state medical examiner's office determined his identity using dental records. On January 8th, deputies and firefighters from Auburn responded to a rural home and found that it had burned to the ground. Authorities later found human remains inside the house. The cause of death has been listed as smoke inhalation and thermal injuries. No foul play is suspected. The state fire marshal's office is still investigating the cause of that fire. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.